Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. Renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over three times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type
that,
stuff
that was
right
Trestman-ish.
There. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts, you know, it starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game 1, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th as they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Mitchell Trubisky will make his first career NFL start Monday when the Bears host the Vikings. May seem like a lot of pressure for the 23-year-old rookie, but he seems pretty cool about it.
My quarterback coach from high school, Coach Janiak, he actually told me one time, pressure is it only appears when you're not prepared for something. So that's kind of how I feel pressure. You only get nervous or feel pressure when you're not prepared for the situation or you don't know what you're doing.
Bears will be off tomorrow, back at practice Thursday to prepare for Minnesota. MLB tonight, playoffs begin in the Bronx. Yankees host Minnesota in the AL wildcard game. And, of course, game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and Nationals Friday. We'll have that here for you on The Score. MLB Network insider John Heyman says both Max Scherzer and Jake Arrieta are on track to start game three. That'll be Monday. Each of those pitchers dealing with hamstring issues. Finally, in basketball, Bulls play the Pelicans tonight in their preseason opener. And there are changes to the NBA All-Star Game format. The East versus West has been scrapped. And now the two leading vote-getters will be named captains and select their respective teams. Join 670 The Score at Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb Friday for a Bud Light broadcast with Bernstein and Goff. The guys will be live from 1 to 6, so come by for great food, Bud Light specials, and score prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in game one of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water.
More problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Leader.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean.
And
the
mob. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
They thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
I almost called an audible just now with this story.
The Tim Murphy story?
No, not the Tim. Man, if you are...
It's a rough day for old Tim Murphy.
If you are at your cubicle or you got your Twitter machine open, just go ahead and throw Tim Murphy into your search.
Yeah, this is...
No. You going to do it to him now? Here, let's do it after in other news. let's just hold off on old Timmy.
Timmy!
Yeah. Uh-oh!
All right, I'm gonna,
so go first. Go first.
So this is the honest truth here. I don't understand the Longhorn Bull thing in Texas and Oklahoma.
Hook 'em horns!
Because they're not food, right?
They're big bovines.
And you don't ride them in contact. No, not like that. In rodeos.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Dude,
people keep longhorns?
This is one of the subjects I am very ignorant.
Okay. A longhorn bull with a record horn span of more than 8 feet.
It's like the Jordan Wings poster.
Yes, it's a record. A record horn span.
And Alan Hornspan.
Has been sold. Is he rashly exuberant about this? It's been sold at the Fort Worth Stockyards.
Okay, can I?
Plus or minus $20,000, and
fellas?
I will give you a prize.
All right, fellas, we're going to get a prize from Swaggy B over here. Plus or minus 20 grand for a longhorn, a record horn
record
size.
Horn span.
Horn span.
On a longhorn bull.
All right, I'm going to go, since he said plus or minus 20, I'm going to go... ooh, a record too. I'm gonna go 247. 247 grand.
Okay. Shep?
350.
And give us a $1 here, Tanny.
Right. Damn it.
I'm sorry. Tanny goes $1.
No. I didn't say closest to or right, without
so
going over.
Give us a real one, Tanny.
300.
You're all losers. It's $165,000.
Well, then I'm the winner because I'm closest.
I didn't say closest. I said you had to get within plus or minus $20,000.
So how much?
$165,000. And I guess if you know anything about Texas ranching, someone's going to have to explain why you won. They said they're going to put them out to stud.
So you don't eat them. You don't ride them. You don't. you let them.
I don't know.
Well, damn it. You got to have some background on the story.
I don't know anything about ranching.
This is going great.
That's all. I just wanted to see if you could ask
him.
That's it.
You going to give me any background on bovine status? Come on.
Hot metrics?
Yeah, I need some. I need war on the bovine status of your record longhorn span or whatever the hell you're talking about. All right, fine. Dan Bernstein, the beginning of this baseball season, we talked about pace of play an awful lot. Mm-hmm. Well, SportsIllustrated.com has this for us from Scooby Axon. Don't believe that person exists, but shout out to Scoop for getting some other entryways into writing about other things. Despite attempts to speed up the game, the average length of a 9-inning baseball game rose nearly 4.5 minutes, the commissioner's office said. It took a record 3 hours, 5 minutes, and 11 seconds to complete a baseball game, up from 3 hours and 42 seconds last year.
It's going in the wrong direction.
Despite that number, the amount of replays in the majors dropped, as well as the percentage of overturned calls. There were 1,395 video reviews, and 660 of those were overturned, a rate of nearly 48%. Among those, 318 replays confirmed the original call that was on the field, and just over 28% of the case, the call stood because there was not enough video evidence for it to be overturned. Last season, 50% of the reviews were overturned, while 23% of the calls were confirmed based on the ruling on the field. The players' union rejected 3 proposals at the end of last season that would have helped with the pace of the game, limiting catchers to 1 trip to the mound per pitcher in each inning, installing a 20 30-second pitch clock and raising the bottom of the strike zone to the top of the kneecap. MLB can still institute those rules without the union's approval for next season. So now that we have this information, how do you think this will affect baseball going forward? Because if
I don't think they're going to choose to unilaterally implement all of them, though. I think there's enough strikeouts.
One or two?
I don't think you need more strikeouts.
So the strike zone?
I would say just keep guys from wandering away from the batter's box in between every pitch.
You think that's still happening too much?
I think guys can stand
like it's
in.
It's not old school where guys are going 4 feet away and getting their swings in. Guys got 1 foot in, and that it's up to the pitcher to throw that ball. I'm all for a pitcher shot clock. I think those high-pressure moments would become a lot more pressurized if you look back or if it's right there next to you and it's going, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and you haven't gotten into your delivery yet.
And base runners gaming it. It's sort of like it's the unintended consequence on the stoplights, how they have pedestrian timing now.
Yes.
So some
of them will get you, though, because some will get you with that 1-0 and then the hand blinks. And you're like, all right, I just got a $100 red light camera fine.
See, here's the thing. Like, where I live, on that stretch of Waveland,
It's
a one way.
Tuning up.
When I come out of the alley and I turn onto Waveland and I'm trying to get to Western or past Western, there are two speed bumps. And I'll see it'll be at 12.
I'm gonna go ahead and dump that for you so people won't know the coordinates. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But there are two speed bumps and I can see that pedestrian timer at 12. I'm like,
You know what you got to do. you're checking to see how that 0-60 if it's really true.
What's in the trunk? I'm thinking if it jostles around a little bit. But if there's like a bottle of wine in the trunk, maybe I'm not going to try to do it. But if it's just Jason's
hockey
gear,
I'm
good. But that's going to happen if you have a pitch.
Isn't that every man though?
But if you have a pitch clock like that, you're going to have somebody keep an eye on, like, in three, two, bye, right?
Your man from the Reds, who's the skinny fellow from the Reds that always gets the stolen bases but can't get on first base.
Billy Hamilton?
Yeah, Billy Hamilton.
But the guy can still throw over, too. It just adds something different to the game. All right, but that's not why you called.
That's not why you called.
I don't know if you saw Steven Seagal last week, who was weighing in with everything that was going on in the world, and a tweet that had me laughing out loud all day. And it was regarding the current look of Steven Seagal and how he spends his time cursing the wizard, cursing the wizard who cast a spell that was slowly turning him into an owl.
Dude.
Because he's starting to look like an owl. Either way, now, Steven Seagal is 65, and George Foreman on Twitter.
By the way,
George is 68, and George said...
Another Trump All Lives Matter dude, too.
George Foreman said, Steven Seagal, I challenge you one-on-one. I use boxing. You can use whatever. 10 rounds in Vegas, no weapons, hand-to-hand only. So what do you think?
Those girls ain't moving like they used to. George owes the IRS money or something. I thought you were going to actually get to the audio of that visit where he's got like Moscow in the background and he says, Vladimir Putin. He says it in such a way where it's like, dude, like,
are you okay?
Right? You're being weird.
Vladimir Putin. Yeah, I was like, huh? What?
So on a serious note, after the Vegas shooting, there's been a lot of pieces written and a lot of people chiming in. And this isn't even about gun control or anything like that. But this is how things get washed out of history. And you don't, maybe you don't get taught them in your U.S. history classes or, hell, for that matter, your African-American history classes. But Joe Madison from Sirius XM tweeted this out today. And he tweeted it at NBC News, Fox News, ABC, CNN. And he says, and every other news media outlet, don't you ever say the Las Vegas shooting is the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. Says Tulsa, Oklahoma, 1921. And I, as a kid, I studied Black Wall Street and I forgot about this incident where over 300 people were shot and killed by the police in 24 hours of barricading and high perches when there was a race riot. The white town pretty much went over to where Black Wall Street was, and the sheriff and all local politicians aided and abetted in it. 300 people. And
never heard of this.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of Black Wall Street? is pretty much a self-contained economy in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Where pretty much the richest African Americans had pretty much like put their roots down in Tulsa and just sustained an economy. And it says, on June 1st, 1921, chaos erupted in the Greenwood District of downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma, a segregated area at the time, which was widely known as Black Wall Street. Anger ensued among the city's white residents after rumors began to spread about an encounter a young black man, Dick Rowland, had with a white woman, Sarah Page, just 2 days prior.
Same rationale as Emmett Till, right?
Details on the exact moments that led up to the riot vary. However, an archive article in the Chicago Tribune recounts one telling on May 30th, 1921, a 19-year-old black shoeshine man named Dick Rowland entered the Drexel building downtown to use the segregated restroom. While approaching the elevator, which apparently hadn't stopped evenly with the floor, Rowland tripped and fell on the operator, a 17-year-old white girl named Sarah Page. The girl screamed, drawing the attention of onlookers who yelled rape. Rowland was subsequently arrested the same day. An egregious article in the town's newspaper called for his lynching. Like, there was actually, like, columnists saying he should be lynched. This led to an armed standoff at the courthouse between a white mob that came to kill Rowland and an outnumbered group of black residents who arrived to help protect him but were eventually forced to retreat. Chaos continued over the next 12 hours or so, and flames engulfed many parts of the black occupied areas of Greenwood. White rioters ransacked the town as they went on a on a shooting and looting rampage, attacking its black residents. In the 24 hours after it left the city in ruins, 800 people were injured and it claims to close to 300 people were killed due to those injuries. So these are those things where those moments where history speaks on things, and then people dig other things up and say, hey, don't forget that this is a part of American history as well.
And I got my answer regarding Longhorns.
Okay.
This is from a listener via Twitter in Austin. He said, Longhorns have literally no purpose. Here in Austin, you can get an agricultural property tax exemption for them, but they do nothing. You can't eat them. If it weren't for the Texas Longhorns, they would have no value. As it stands, they're everywhere. They used to be working animals, but now we have machines that do this. They're just a tax break. Great.
Well, there it is. Great success by the Texas Longhorns as a university for saving this animal. I don't know if it's helping with the methane that is going into the air, but hey, whatever. What are you going to do?
That's in other news. It's brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your store for fall fashion, dresses, suits, sweaters, shoes, all your family's favorite brand name looks. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone. Boy, I know we had a bunch of callers that did not time up well with our guests that had thoughts on the NFL and the NFLPA discussing what they're going to be doing about social activism. That was news today. Also,
and your thoughts on the road that is being traveled right now as far as a Gar Forman extension.
Yeah, that's in the works right now. Somewhere in the pipeline, the discussions of an extension.
He's earned it!
For Gar Forman.
And only the Bulls!
I have an analysis of Gar Forman transactions, and I'll let you reach your own conclusions about what's deserved and what's not, because this is a pretty striking timeline here.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. Time for you to react, respond to anything that you've heard so far. We got open phones up until Hub Arkish at the top of the hour. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Hey, Chicago, it's Cubs manager Joe Madden. There is one radio station in Chicago to listen to every Cubs playoff game. 670 The Score.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Mike Glennon, you are not the quarterback.
You are not.
Chicago Bears head coach John Fox announced that Chicago will start rookie Mitch Trubisky next week against the Vikings. And the only question worth asking right now is exactly what took so long. The only people who did not see this coming, apparently, are Fox and GM Ryan Pace, who came up with the bright idea of giving $16.5 million guaranteed to Glennon. I mean, let's be fair. This guy's career highlight was a 5-touchdown game in 2015 by Jameis Winston. Glennon was there to high-five Winston after all 5 of them. I don't think you need to be George Halas to know that this was a bad idea from the jump. So the Trubisky era is here, the Glennon era is over, and the Bears spent $16.5 mil on a guy who will at least have an unobstructed view from the sidelines. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. I love this time of year. Nothing better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night, drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Chicago. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chile rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Put some pow into your house with the bright scents of Penalin Cleaner. Our zesty lemon adds a zing to your kitchen clean. Our lively lavender lights up any living room. And flourishing floral makes bedrooms bounce. Fight dirt, cut grease, and add some ooh with the long-lasting scents of Penalin Max Aromas Multi-Purpose Cleaner. Six new scents for a vibrant clean. Make your room pop. Clean bright with Penalin. Available at Walmart.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mr. Jones, forget about it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It doesn't marginalize Gar. We have a little bit of a different structure, although a lot of teams are going more to it than in the past. And yes, I in the last several years, I've been more visible in terms of, you know, being out in front in the media. I'm fine doing that. But Gar's role has not changed and will not change. He's going to be the general manager as we rebuild this thing. It in no way minimizes Gar, and there's absolutely no threat. I don't think, to be very candid with you, you know, because Gar and I have worked together since, you know, I took the job in 2003. I gave up the day-to-day stuff in terms of agents and contracts and things that Gar handles beautifully. I don't think he gets enough credit.
That was John Paxson who joined The Score. How long ago was that, Tanny? What's the time stamp? The 21st of September? All right, so that's pretty recent here. And the news that made its way to my phone around 1:30 or so is that the Bulls are going down the road of extending one Gar Forman. A lot of ifs and a lot of whys. The whys may be Doug Collins is now a part of this situation, and certain people in the Bulls management structure want to make sure that Gar Forman understands that he has been appreciated and that nothing bad will happen to him, and he won't be thought about. The golden parachute was two words that were floated to me in terms of Gar's standing. It said that Gar was unhappy with things now that Doug is there, so it could be a golden parachute type thing from the person that I talked to.
So this is a pretty good rundown from our buddy Amir, who is always weighing in when we talk Bulls.
Me and Amir have tussled a couple of times. I like Amir's thoughts, though. He thinks things through.
He does. Good dude, too. Mm-hmm. He's been involved in a lot of our children's oncology services, mm-hmm. Camp One Step stuff also. He says,
I think that's Amir, who I've tussled with on Twitter. If not, I apologize, Amir.
He says, giving Gar Forman a contract extension would be one of the most inexplicable sports decisions I can remember. Here are the reasons you extend a GM that's been in the position for as long as Gar has been. One, building a positive team culture of stability and winning, including hiring a quality head coach. And for the entirety of Forman's tenure, the Bulls have been mired in various internal melodramas. Tibbs versus Garpack, Jimmy versus Derek, Jimmy and Wade against Rondo and the kids, Jimmy against Fred, still waiting for that quality head coaching hire as well. Two, drafting and developing quality young players. Here are Gar Forman's draft picks. Jimmy Butler, good pick, also a pain and gone. Marcus Teague, bad, and he overruled Tibbs on Draymond Green. Tony Snell, bad, had to escape Chicago to become serviceable. Nikola Mirotic, bad. Doug McDermott bad, and Gar traded multiple picks to move up to get this bum, who was then traded for Cameron Payne, who was also bad. A GM that in his career trades both for both Doug McDermott and Cameron Payne should be immediately fired. Bobby Portis bad, but thinks he's good. And Denzel Valentine bad, could not break the rotation on a terrible team.
It's a lot of bad.
Number three, shrewd free agent signings and trades. Again, he targeted and traded for Doug McDermott and Cameron Payne. Waited too long to trade Jimmy, did not trade Pau Gasol for assets when he had the chance, and instead watched him walk for nothing. Has demonstrated he cannot land meaningful free agents. So, unless there is some other significant skill for a GM that I'm overlooking, at which Gar is great, I'm at a complete loss to identify even one single aspect of the position at which he's serviceable.
Friends.
Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Oh, Bill in Capitol Hill's out today. He's on the Score. What's up, Bill?
Hello, lad.
Hey.
Hello.
The Bulls are so weird. It's like a typical family business where they're just, you know, throttled with like the inbred nephews. And it's, anyway, I was calling about the
that's NFL. My favorite band, actually, inbred nephews.
Well, no, I mean, it's so bizarre. It's like, yeah. You know, it's like something out of Monty Python, like, you know, upper class twit of the year stuff. They're just running around shooting each other.
Love you, Bill.
Sorry. But, I wanted to respond. You said something about the NFL and the Players Association mm-hmm. coming together and issuing that sort of aggressively bland unity statement. And I don't doubt that Goodell's trying to bully the players into, you know, that quote unquote unit. I mean, Roger Goodell's a scrotum with a necktie, and that's what he does. But, I mean, for me, the thing that keep in mind is that D. Smith is a really shrewd lawyer. I mean, the Players Association is historically weak, but D. Smith is a hell of a trial lawyer. And in fact, he was up for, here in D.C., he was up for the U.S. Attorney's Office a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. which would have given him the largest prosecutor's office in the country, but he took the union job.
So what's his angle?
Here's my thought, and it's purely speculative. I don't have any inside information. But every next bum that gets hired as a quarterback while Colin Kaepernick is sitting on the sidelines brings the NFL that much closer to a collusion lawsuit. And collusion's hard to prove, but like they're doing the union's work for them here. So if D. Smith is thrown around the C word, then naturally Goodell's going to go to the unity word. That's the play. He can split with the players.
Don't you? I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I was going to say that's a smoking gun kind of thing. The only time it's been proven was that one baseball offseason with Lance Parrish and some others, where they had documents that showed the actual collusion going on.
Right, but I mean, bear in mind that like the anecdotal evidence can pile up in a court. I'm not a lawyer, but like I just watched it happen. The anecdotal evidence can pile up. I mean, I don't even know the names. I mean, they're getting 39-year-old quarterbacks for back, from the Hy-Vee, and putting them on the field to play while a Super Bowl quarterback is waiting in the wings. I don't, maybe they're not afraid of that. Maybe they've got their lawyers saying don't sweat it. But, I mean, given everything we know about D. Smith, I mean, again, he's a hell of a trial lawyer, just by way of background. He may have been destroyed by the Players Association. They seem to ruin everything they touch. But, you know, he's no dummy, and I would be willing to bet that he's talking to Goodell and saying, look, you know, you got to give us something here, because every next bum becomes another exhibit in a potential collusion lawsuit.
Good looking out, Bill.
That's a good thought, Bill. Always good to hear from you.
Scoreboard update.
A tough act to follow. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak.
Scoreboard update.
Thank you, Chris.
The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th as they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We just had a good mindset to go out there and execute every play, really get back to the basics, focus on us, and get better as a football team.
That's New Bears starting quarterback Mitchell Trubisky talking about the game plan for the Vikings next Monday. Improvement would be nice to see, given the Bears were blown out 35-14 in their last game. It will be Trubisky's regular season NFL debut 6 days from today at Soldier Field. MLB tonight, playoffs begin in the Bronx as the Yankees host Minnesota in the AL wildcard game. And game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and Nationals Friday. We'll have it here on the Score. Pregame with Mark Grody and friends starts at 5:30. Regarding that game, MLB Network insider John Heyman says both Max Scherzer and Jake Arrieta are on track to start game 3. They're both dealing with hamstring issues. Finally, in basketball, Bulls play the Pelicans tonight in their preseason opener, and changes made to the NBA All-Star Game format. East versus West, that's thrown out. Now the two leading vote-getters will be named captains and select their respective teams. What are you snickering over
that's
there
just,
for?
That's,
you don't like the...
That's just lame. The whole NBA thing these last couple of days have soured on it.
Just you're done with it?
I'm not done. Oh. I love the game.
Jason, done with the NBA?
Yeah,
breaking Bulls news.
No, I'm not done with it. It's just, just dreck. Yeah, that's all it is. It's a shiny object to make sure that you don't look at J.R. Smith's tweets.
Did you get
that's
2K all. Yet, though?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay.
Kidding
okay,
me?
Okay.
I'm deep in that. You know,
well, 2K's a slog this year, though. You got to put in the work.
You
this
really
year.
Do. It's like an RPG. Like, you have to commit the hours to it.
Yeah, you do. Either that or buy things. And I bought my way to a little bit of a rating because I don't have time to do that.
Well, but, I don't have the money, so I have to put the time in.
It's only like $20.
But
the microtransactions are a problem.
My kid was kind of glum the other day, and I said, are you all right? What's going on? He goes, yeah, because I hate being on the Mavs.
Well, you should have like, picked the team you wanted to play with. That's the whole thing.
Because Harrison Barnes is the best player, and I figured I could beat up on some of these guys and get my rating up. He was just really down. It was like his actual life. Like, you know that's just a video game, right? Yeah.
Sounds like the kids who are walking around in Chatham right now.
You don't have to play. It's like,
just worried about their 2K ratings and the teams that they own.
It's not your real life. No worries, dude.
Games are very realistic these days.
I guess so. I was watching him. I was watching him play. Yeah. And then he's got to go to practice.
Yeah. Then you get the Leisure Suit Larry portion of the game that you can unlock and, you know.
Is that true?
No, it's not true. Oh.
You need like the hack.
Dan's going to ban the game from work right now. Like, Beth, get downstairs right now.
I'd be cool with that.
Make sure the kid's not roughing up the suspect to the Xbox.
Just don't want to play because they're playing video games.
Well, I mean, video games are cool. They're kind of fun.
Yeah, they are.
They take away from family time, though. But good thing for me, my family is gone when I play a video game.
Yeah, and when your kids are teen or preteen, you want that time taken away.
What, the video game?
Yeah, you don't want them around you.
Sure you do. Get yourself an aquarium and get some sharks.
Jimmy Butler?
Yeah. Get yourself an aquarium. I can't Trust wait. Me. I cannot wait until we get a place where I can throw an aquarium and a big screen TV in the wall and call it my little den of golf. There it is.
Don't get a saltwater aquarium. It's going to make you miserable. Buying a boat.
What are you talking about?
You have to maintain it.
I have five of them, bro.
Dude, I grew up raising fish.
You'd be like Weebay with all the...
But you did like in the ocean. Like,
no,
like Aquaman, you could call to them.
Geez. No, you know, you get yourself, you go to Scott's Oak Park, you know, petting fish, and then, you know, get yourself...
Fresh water's cool, like all that stuff. That's fine.
I want something where I can just turn the lights off and zone out and listen to some music in the background and just watch the fish.
It's fine if you have all the money and you can have somebody come over every couple weeks and maintain it for you.
I'll do it.
Will you?
Yeah.
There it is.
I can afford those 2K add-ons or whatever the hell you were talking about then.
I'm talking about like 100 gallons. Like, I want...
All right, I'm with it.
I want something where... I might just put it in the garage, like Big Boy, and turn the lights on.
You want like the Caribbean Reef exhibit?
Yes. I grew up with electric eels and Electric Avenue,
and then we take it higher
and Piranha.
Oh no,
and Piranha. Yeah.
Good
like
God, we've got. Sorry.
I think about things like that. Like, I want to give that
to
my
kid. I love
it
too. I love the aquarium. I like going to the aquarium.
I think I just found the one I'm going to buy, Dan.
Don't do this.
I like turtles.
The Tsunami 100-gallon aquarium.
Somebody tweet this to you while you're talking?
No, I just threw it into Google.
Oh.
Talk about microtransactions. The Tsunami brand 100-gallon aquarium can be had for a mere $19.17.95.
Okay.
48 inches long. 24 inches wide.
Whoa.
24 inches high. The tank height is 24 inches. You can get a black background color for 65 extra bucks.
Why has it got to be black?
Well, because they have a blue one as well.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you're going to go black or blue in the house, we've got to figure out which lives matter first.
What are you going to get? Like, clownfish?
You can get
tangs.
A Fluval 406 canister filter for $205.99 to add. And Lord knows, I've known a couple of people who, you know, who've named it Fluval. I can get a wet dry filter for $5.95.
This is riveting radio.
I can get an ABS splash plan stand for $1.75. I think I found my new project.
Yeah.
You can come over. You and Jason can come over and hang out with me and Jace. Right. Look at the fish.
All right, you go ahead and you hit checkout. I'll close out of the update.
All right, I'm going to do that now.
The Cubs are ready for another postseason run, and the score has you covered. Tune in Friday for the Spiegel and Parkin Show, live from the Hampton Inn and Suites in Washington, D.C., before the start of the NLDS, brought to you by CDW. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
It was great radio.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car-free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles, forget about wear and tear on your car, and feel relaxed every day at MetroRail.com.
Yeah, a lot of people texting and tweeting, you know, Jimmy's in Minnesota now. What happened to his boombox tank? I don't want Jimmy's fish in my house. I don't want Jimmy's fish looking at me side-eyed, you know, looking at me like, yeah, you the dude that was talking crazy about my man. Now we here, and he in Minnesota. So, no, I don't
need... He doesn't have an army of sentient fish.
I'm just saying, man, your pets become you, and I'm sure his fish have become him. I'm sure his fish can't wait to cut Fred's nuts off, too.
Hey, that's Fred.
That's actually the lead dancer in the ballet that I'm going to tomorrow.
Fred
cut,
nuts off?
Cut Fred's nuts off.
He's not Fabrice Calmels.
Dude, I don't even want
to
look at
that
picture.
Are you going to ballet?
Again. No, I'm not going to a damn ballet.
Oh.
Kidding me?
Yeah, you know what? If Fabrice Calmels will beat you in a handsome contest.
I still got to take the lady to, like, The Lion King and some of these other musicals that she's asked about for years that I've never gone to with her. You know? Musicals just aren't my bag, man. I don't, life isn't just song after song after song. I don't, talk. Act and talk. I don't need you singing. La La Land will never be on my television. Ever. Shout out to Moonlight.
Wait, you're just against musicals?
Oh, yeah, dude, I grew up with my dad getting musical after musical and bringing them in the house because Shana liked musicals.
Yeah.
I hate musicals. I hate them. Right. There's no need for them.
What do you mean there's no need for them?
It's not real life. No one just busts out in a song because
you
they're poor and starving.
You bust out in a song all the time.
Yeah, but this is life, though. That's not life. This is real over here. Les Miserables, I saw that. I'm like, dude, these people they're less miserable. Why are they singing all the time?
No, the miserable.
It's the overnight. They listen to less and they got miserable. No,
you
dude.
Seen, Les Miserables?
No, I sing...
No, he doesn't want to watch Les Miserables.
Cubbies.
Is that where it comes from? I did not know that. Yeah, yeah. I've seen some musicals. Miss Saigon. Was that a musical?
Yes.
Yeah, I went to go see that as a kid. I'm like, dude, you guys, this is false advertising. I thought this was going to be a completely different play. You know,
what about Annie? What about Guys and Dolls? What about Singing in the Rain?
What about Thanks?
Oh, that musical's real short. You go up on a roof and you fall off.
You fall down and everybody says you're fine. He's just sleeping.
Chester Frazier comes out.
Dr. Frazier is there. He's okay. Oh, no, I think he's dead. Which is it? I'm dead. Call
dude,
coach.
I'm good. 773 Oklahoma is so good. Do yourself a favor. No. You don't understand that. I can't. I'm not about 2.5 hours of people just busting out in a song. I'm good. Chirac, I didn't have to go see it to tell you it sucked. It's a musical. I don't want to see it.
Is somebody making you see musicals against your will?
It's the same people that are making people listen to this show and follow us on Twitter.
Our secret police that make people listen to the show.
Yes, the Score Gestapo. No, seriously, man. I might be going a little hard right now, but no, I don't want to see a musical. Like, Nicole's gone to see musicals with her dad a couple of times. And I was cool with that because I'm good. Like, I want to watch a movie. If I'm going to sit there and watch 2 hours of someone's plight,
like,
I don't want you singing to me.
I haven't seen Hamilton, and everybody tells me I should see Hamilton.
I haven't either. My boys bought tickets and then flipped them on the secondary market. They had no intentions of going to Hamilton. They just knew people would clamor for the tickets and pay $200, $250 more than they originally paid. But no, I'm good, man. This is one of those things where I'm okay not being involved in it. I'm okay. Sound of Music? Oh, dude, I think that...
I've never seen it.
Oh, Shayna watched that thing twice a week, at least as a kid. Just loud as hell. I'd be sitting there like, come on, man.
What
you're
about Grease?
I'm good. I've seen it. I'm good.
Okay.
I've sampled enough to know that I'm cool on it.
The Music Man?
Damn, it's not even about the content.
How about the monorail episode of The Simpsons?
Terrific.
It's a musical.
It wasn't, though. It was just like a couple of minutes of it.
It's a send-up of The Music
Man. I'm good, though. I don't care. I'll send this up right now. You don't make me watch a musical?
There are other Simpsons episodes that are musicals.
And I don't like those. Really? I didn't like
that. We put the spring in Springfield?
The Family Guy episodes where they just bust out in a song, I'm good on that, too. Like
I'm not fighting this fight.
The sonically enhanced Tom and Jerry's. Now I don't know,
not the weird ones.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I thought I was by myself on this.
No.
Yeah, where it's like
you get one. Those were made in like Czechoslovakia or something. I'm not kidding.
Fake news.
Every once in a while, they'd throw in a weird one.
Yeah, they used to freak me out.
Like
an
ancient Rome or something. You're like, I'm weird. Tired.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you had to like go to sleep.
Pops and buzzes for everybody. Yeah, I'm good.
No, the one weird Tom and Jerry would freak me out.
Yeah.
Like, go back to like the
racist.
I thought
it was just me, by the way. I was going to have a hard time explaining the Tom and Jerry episodes that I
wanted to stay away from. No, the same thing happened with Spider-Man. There were like these dark Spider-Man episodes that I found out afterward were actually a recreated series of the restored from a completely different cartoon, and it was also done overseas.
Okay.
And they did it on the cheap, and they created
a black market Spider-Man.
It was bizarre. It was like
with the sonically weird ones.
The sound is weird, and they were all dark. Like, they went from the classic villains to all these, like, weird, literally underground, like, the mole people. And
the content, even the art direction was dark.
It was just, and it was like, oh, these are the weird Spider-Man episodes. And then and you just wanted them to get back to the
bread and butter.
The bright-looking ones, where it's like the Vulture or Rhino or somebody.
Even the bad guys had vibrant costumes. Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, then, in the dark ones, it's like something. Something happened. Like the creators were depressed or something.
Tom and Jerry joins where I'm like, this isn't right. I feel like I'm on acid and I'm only 9 years old, so that's not the case yet.
You're not supposed to know what that feels like.
312-644-6767 is the phone number while I listen to people scream at me on the text about musicals. So we angered you killed Tom Petty early. By the way, how about CVS and all these other outlets they're throwing that half-ass sorry out there, like, sorry for killing Tom Petty early, guys.
He is going to die, though.
Right?
They're all like, we shouldn't have said he was dead. Wait for it.
We didn't send too early.
The waiting is the hardest part.
Oh, Jesus.
And he just eventually... Well, look,
you did it yesterday for Score fans.
Well,
so
we woke up this morning, because I went to bed relatively early.
This morning.
And I had turned everything off last night. I said good morning to my wife, and she said, so is Tom Petty dead yet or what?
Dude, I got in the car, and I was like, is he still roaming around here, or what's going on? Is this a James Brown kind of vibe where, you know, you're going to have Tom on ice until you figure this thing out? I didn't get a chance to catch the beginning of Spiegel and Parkin's show, but I know, you know, Spiegs being the music man that he is, I'm sure he sent him off the right way and gave him the proper eulogy. It used to be the way I used to do dead wrestlers for WrestleManiacs with Jonathan Hood, where I'd put together a little vignette for whoever the next dead guy is. And one time Hood looked at me, he's like, bro, you should be a funeral director because these things are pretty involved and pretty emotional. Like the music would be sad. He's like, yeah, man, we're trying to keep it upbeat a little bit. You're out here making people cry about, you know, the Von Erichs.
The 312 texter says, don't forget the really weird Spider-Man when he fought the villain Rhino, R-I-N-O. You're not Republican enough.
All right.
He fought Republican in name only.
I'm Marcus, top of the hour.
Damn you, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. How dare you take on Spider-Man like that?
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Listen to the score.
First of all, it's not Ryan. It's Rhine. Rhine, Rhine, Rhine. Not Rhine. Ryan.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for... The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
New Blue Bloods, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
On a sad note, Tom Petty died today of a heart attack at 66. I guess he was found dead at 66 of cardiac arrest. So, on a sad note, on a sad day. Now, wait a second. Mons, get on here. You're the one who told me Tom Petty had passed away. Now you're telling me he's alive?
Well, no, I said CBS News is reporting.
No, did you tell me he had died?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So, you know, listen, I'm just taking your word for it. You said Tom Petty passed away. Now tell me what happened.
Well, everyone was reporting. CBS is now backtracking.
They're the only ones who reported that he died?
Say that again?
CBS was the only one who reported, or was it multiple places?
CBS and everybody else picked up on it.
Now it turns out he's not dead?
He's clinging to life.
Well, then he's not dead.
Yes.
Dude. Well handled, Pope. At what point do you say, I can't work with this guy? Like, he kills his producers on the air. The turn my mic on thing, like, there's like 20 moments where he just absolutely murders his producers.
Turn my mic on!
Like, that's that old school, your producers are your minions, treat them like trash as long as you give them bonuses thing. It really is. Like, yeah, that's your coworker. That's the person that has your back.
Anything that's a person with the power to make you look really stupid, too.
Also,
based on the calls that they screen.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like Francesca's getting his own information,
no,
you know, clicking around.
No, he still has an abacus.
He needs those guys to make him look good.
He kills them all the time.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
I'm getting killed by the musical people.
Oh, now the musical people are mad at you? Good
so angry.
Luck.
So angry.
Good luck with them.
And a bunch of dudes who are trying to live their truth through me as well. I hate musicals too, Goff, but you should see Avenue Q. Like, everybody's got I hate musicals too, but, you know, Jersey Boys, hey, you might want to check it out. I'm good. It's one of those things where my blind spots are my blind spots. I'm happy to be ignorant.
We still haven't gotten to the bad day.
Stand for the damn anthem.
We haven't gotten to the bad day for Tim Murphy yet.
Oh, dude.
He's Tim Murphy.
Oh, dude.
The
rep with the most on the score.
And the house. And he's never been near a press box.
If you don't
know. But he's been near one that got him in trouble.
If you don't know who Tim Murphy is, I didn't before last hour. And when a giddy Dan Bernstein told me about this young man, Representative Tim Murphy.
Not a young man. This is a guy who is like top of the line, the Life Pack, House Pro Life Caucus,
Council. The pro life movement.
Oh, yes.
And he urged, what's her title?
Dr. Shannon Edwards.
He urged a doctor to have an abortion after an affair.
And now the text messages are
surfacing
in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
It's not good for him.
And she is saying, we have zero issue posting your pro-life stance all over the place when you had no issue asking me to abort our unborn child just last week.
Isn't that like the guys who hate gays and then go underneath the stall and give a little rat-tap-tapping with the foot underneath the stall in the airport bathrooms?
Or the one guy who brought his personal luggage lifter with him on his trips. Remember him?
Terry had a field day with that.
That was a guy who was all over it, everything. And
gotta be careful.
Mm-hmm. Hub is next on The Score.
This is Kyle Hendricks. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of Cubs.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it! And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home.